网都说短视频骂小米是自带流量。
Everyone says that short videos scolding Xiaomi are self-promoting.
我今天呢就不想骂小米。
Today, I don't want to scold Xiaomi.
我就看看，我这个不吹不黑。
I'll just give a neutral review.
实事求是，能不能有人赞同？
Can anyone agree that being objective and truthful is important?
如果你觉得好的话，
If you like,
给我点点赞就好了。
Please give me a small one.
为什么小米汽车这个阵营抹黑节奏从来没有停过？有人骂。
Why is there no one who has ever criticized Xiaomi auto?
有人替他喊冤。
Someone spoke up for him.
我呢，作为一个79年的老创业者。
As a veteran entrepreneur who has been in the game since 2007 and 2009.
今天我用中立的视角把这里面三层真相来说一说。
Today, I'll share my perspective on this, focusing on the three-pronged approach that Xiaomi has taken.
首先啊，咱们先要。
First of all, we need to.
说实话，小米汽车确实有实打实的问题。
To be honest, Xiaomi cars really have real problems.
没得洗。
No way.
最典型的是全网那个苏气，听风口那个争议。
The most typical example is the controversy surrounding Sukai's wind listening point on the whole network.
对吧
？Right.
就官方前期存在宣传夸大的情况，实车效果和宣传不符。
The official information in the early stage has exaggerated the actual car effect and is inconsistent with the promotion.
这个是被市场验证和消费者验证的事情。
This is something that has been validated by the market and consumers.
这个没得洗。
This is not allowed.
除此之外，
In addition,
新车上市的初期也确实出现了部分的产品瑕疵啊。
There were indeed some product defects in the initial launch of new cars.
啊，小米故障啊。
Xiaomi is malfunctioning.
我承认的。我始终认为消费者花钱买车提出质疑。
I admit that I have always thought consumers questioning the price of cars is unreasonable.
然后维权吐槽完全合情合理。
And complaining and voicing grievances is completely reasonable.
你企业宣传不严谨。
Your company's publicity is not accurate.
品控打磨不到位。
Quality control is not up to standard.
被批评被监督是应该的呀。
Being criticized and supervised is normal.
网上这部分的负面声音是小米自身真的需要去整改的。
The negative comments online are a reflection of Xiaomi's own need for improvement.
需要去反思的地方。
Things to reflect on.
我绝不偏袒。
I will not be biased.
也绝不洗白。
Also, I will not change my mind.
但大家一定要看清一个核心问题。
But everyone must clearly understand one core issue.
就是有错可以改。
That's a good idea.
但绝对不至于全网围剿。
But it definitely won't be a full-scale online attack.
无休止的抹黑。
Endless smear.
哎呀。
Oh.
我们今天必须分清两件事情啊。
Today, we must distinguish between two things.
第一，
First,
车主真实维权，产品吐槽。
Car owners' real-life complaint about products.
这是一个良性的行业。
This is a healthy industry.
第二， AI 造假碰撞视频。
According to the second, I fabricated video.
然后捏造事故。
Then fabricate an accident.
批量水晶带节奏
Batch crystal with rhythm
全方位的妖魔化这个品牌这个我觉得就不太对了
I think it's not right to demonize a brand in all aspects
这个不就是一个恶意的商业打压吗
Isn't this a malicious business deal?
前两天那个官方案例看了吧
Did you see that official document from a few days ago?
就刻意抹黑小米那个碰撞的那个博主。
intentionally smear the blogger who posted about Xiaomi's crash.
一审判了一年八个月。
The first trial resulted in an 8-month sentence.
罚了10万块钱。
Fined 100,000 yuan.
我还是比较相信国家的公诉机关的。
I still believe in the country's prosecution agencies.
尽管这个案子到现在还没有终审结论啊。
Although the case has not yet reached a final conclusion.
这个因为被告当庭就上诉了。
Because the defendant appealed against the original judgment in court.
对吧
?Right?
但是我相信这类刑事案件。
However, I believe that in such criminal cases,
特别是被这么多人围观的情况下
especially when being watched by so many people,
如果没有确切的证据是不敢下判的。这足以证明网上的负面舆论一半是企业自身的问题。
Without concrete evidence, it is enough to say that the negative public opinion online is half due to problems within the company itself.
另一半就是人为刻意制造的黑料。
The other half is the black wolf deliberately created by Ren Y.
那所有人都想不通的问题来了。
The problem that everyone couldn't figure out came up.
车企出问题是行业常态啊。
Car companies going bankrupt is a common occurrence in the industry.
很多品牌都有品控、宣传翻车这种情况。
Many brands have experienced the situation of quality control promotion turning into a failure.
哎
，Oh，
哎，为什么偏偏就是针对小米
？Why is it that only Xiaomi gets targeted？
哎
，Oh，
把它往死里黑的。
Put it in the water.
这个就是第二层最现实的逻辑。
This is the second most realistic logic.
不是小米得罪了消费者。
It's not Xiaomi that has offended consumers.
是他打破了行业的潜规则。
He broke the unspoken rules of the industry.
动了资本的雇佣蛋糕。
Move the capital's fixed-term loan.
小米跨界造车入局新能源赛道。
Xiaomi enters the new energy vehicle field through cross-border.
摒弃了行业传统的暴力套路。
Abandoning the traditional violent tropes of the industry.
实话实说。
Honestly.
它的那种公开透明的定价。
It's transparent and open pricing.
直白的参数配置。
The direct parameters are configuration.
打破了长期存在信息差的乱象。
Eliminated the long-standing problem of information asymmetry.
这个是实打实的呀。
This is really good.
在一个存量市场里面。
In a market with a limited supply.
它让整个行业的溢价没空间了。
He has squeezed the industry's profit margins.
然后挤压了很多老牌的车企。
Then squeezed many old-fashioned car companies.
传统渠道的利润空间。
Traditional channels profit margins.
你断人财路。
You cut off someone's livelihood.
这个才是全网真正被针对打压的根本原因。
This is the fundamental reason why people are truly being targeted and suppressed online. Oh.
大家去看这些双标的现象啊。
Everyone, let's look at these double standards.
其他车企 你说出现重大缺陷
Other models have reported major defects
大规模的召回
Mass summoning
说实话哪个车企没有啊
Honestly, which car manufacturer doesn't have any
但是呢说过一两次就没人提了
But after mentioning it a few times no one brought it up anymore
小米只要一点点的小瑕疵
Xiaomi, even a small flaw is enough.
就会被无限的放大。
It will be magnified infinitely.
持续的发酵，本质就是什么
？What is the continuous fermentation process?
这个新入局的国产玩家
，This new domestic player,
他没有这个行业圈层的庇护。
He doesn't have the protection of that industry circle.
自然就成为了所有既得利益者的突破口。
It naturally became a breakthrough for all those who had already left. While this large IP address is enjoying the benefits of traffic, also, countless people have been staring at it with magnifying glasses.
你知道就是好比好几天前他们拍那视频对吧
Do you mean the video they filmed a few days ago?
吃早饭
Eat breakfast.
你说这个它确实有好多路媒体
You said that it really has a lot of media channels.
那个拍摄没有问题啊
Is that okay?
但是呢被一个路过小女孩吐了一句槽
But then, a little girl passing by spat a huge one of grass at me.
我也不知道那个是、
啊、I don't know either、
啊、对吧
Right
竟然可以说这么多的怪话
It's amazing that he can speak so many strange words
可是他一路直播十几个小时
But he lied streamed for 10 hours
咋 没几个人提啊
Why aren't there many people playing
雷军也年纪不小了
Lei Jun is also not young anymore
这个是事实啊
This is a fact.
对吧
Right.
所以啊我们拔高这个格局聊聊最核心的底层大局。
So, let's talk about the core underlying situation of this 8-high configuration.
很多人疑惑。
Many people are confused.
我为什么愿意帮小米去说这么几句公道话
Why would I be willing to help Xiaomi say a few words of justice?
是我深知中国实体企业的生存有多难。
I know how difficult it is for Chinese companies to survive.
因为发哥以前
I'll send one out soon.
好歹手下这个我的企业里面也有千把号人。
At least there are thousands of good people in my company.
大家不要执意以为车企、啊、就是一个卖车的公司。
Don't think that car companies are just about selling cars.
国产汽车行业承载的是数十万上下游从业者的就业。
The Chinese automotive industry supports the employment of tens of thousands of people in upstream and downstream industries.
整条实业产业链的生存命脉。
The lifeline of the entire industrial chain.
哎呀，兄弟们。
Brothers,
重资造车，百亿级的投入，长周期的研发，风险是非常高的。
Investing billions of dollars in developing a car is a very high-risk venture with a long cycle.
每一家坚持深耕本土制造业的国产车企。
Every domestic car manufacturer that adheres to the principle of local production for local consumption.
都是为中国制造业在突破，稳就业。
All for China's manufacturing industry to break through stable employment.
保民生的。
Protect the people's livelihood.
其他我不说啊。
I won't say anything else.
你们就说这轮新能源的这个比拼。
You guys are saying that this round of competition for new energy.
这么多的车企倒了多少老板
How many car companies have been affected by the boss?
你看看哪个老板有好下场
Look at which boss has a good ending.
我是经历过这种过程的
I've been through this.
老板做好一片恍惚
The boss was in a state of panic.
做不好
If you don't do well,
他的背后对他个人而言就是万丈悬崖
His back is a 10-foot cliff to him
所有民族企业的成长都不是一蹴而就
The rise of all ethnic enterprises is not a one-time event
华为、比亚迪
came to Huawei
早年也经历过无数的争议和贫困
also experienced countless controversies and poverty in the early years
都是在批评声中去整改
all while being criticized
在争议中去成长
grow in controversy
小米如今遇到这些问题
Xiaomi is currently facing these problems
都是新兴国产高端制造业的成长的阵痛
all are the growth momentum of emerging domestic high-end manufacturing.
他有短板。
He has a round board.
有浮躁。
Restless.
有不专业的地方。
There are unprofessional aspects.
该批评该整改。
This criticism and revision.
该优化一点都不冤。
This optimization is completely reasonable.
但我们绝对不能接受。
But we absolutely cannot accept it.
有人借着企业的小瑕疵。
Some people are using the company's small boxes.
联合黑公关，资本造势。
Joint black PR capital hike.
彻底地打死一个国产造车的品牌。
Completely destroyed a domestic car manufacturing brand.
这一点上对小米。
This is a good thing for Xiaomi.
对雷军都是不公的。
It's unfair to Lei Jun.